Hello and welcome to All About Autism podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sumita, physiotherapist, founder and director of Kapar, Bangalore. Autism spectrum disorder is a developmental disability caused by differences in the brain, and in this episode, I will be talking about the signs and symptoms of autism spectrum disorders. ASD begins before the age of 3 and lasts throughout a person's life. Although symptoms may improve over time, some children with ASD show hints of future problems within the first few months of life. In others, symptoms may not show up until 24 months or later. Some children with an ASD seem to develop normally until around 18 to 24 months of age, and then they stop gaining new skills or they lose the skills they once had. So, let us discuss some of the important signs and symptoms. What are possible red flags? Under this category, a child may have following signs: not responding to their name by 12 months of age, not pointing an object to show interest, or pointing an aeroplane flying over by 14 months. No pretend play games. Example, pretend to feed a doll, have trouble understanding other people's feelings or talking about their own feelings, have delayed speech and language skills, repeat words or phrases over and over, give unrelated answers to questions, get upset by minor changes, have obsessive interest, flap their hands, rock their body or spin in circles, have unusual reactions to the way things sound, smell, taste, look or feel. Social skills. Social issues are one of the most common symptoms in all the types of ASD. People with an ASD do not have just social difficulties like shyness. The social issues they have cause serious problems in everyday life. Examples of social issues related to ASD: does not respond to name by 12 months of age, avoids eye contact, prefers to play alone, does not share interest with others, only interacts to achieve a desired goal, has flat or inappropriate facial expressions, does not understand personal space boundaries, avoids or resists physical contact, is not comforted by others during distress, has trouble understanding others people's feeling or talking about own's feeling. Communication. Each person with ASD has different communication skills. Some people can speak well, others can't speak at all or only very little. About 40% of children with an ASD do not talk at all. About 25% to 30% of children with ASD have some words at 12 to 18 months of age and then lose them. Others might speak, but not until later in childhood. Examples of communication issues related to ASD: delayed speech and language skills, repeats words or phrases over and over, reverses pronouns, gives unrelated answers to questions, does not point or respond to pointing, uses few or no gestures, example, does not wave goodbye, talks in a flat, robot-like or singing song voice, does not pretend in play, example, does not pretend to fear a doll, does not understand jokes, scaresome or teasing, unusual interest and behaviors. Examples of unusual interest and behaviors related to ASD: lines up toys or other objects, plays with toys the same way every time, likes parts of object, example wheels, is very organized, gets upset by minor changes, has obsessive interest, has to follow certain routines, flaps hands, rocks body or spins self in circles. It is most important to note that some children without ASD might also have some of these symptoms. But for children with ASD, the impairments make life very challenging. If you see any unusual signs, consult your doctor immediately. I'll be back soon with yet another important topic on All About Autism. Till then, take care. And it's Dr. Sumita signing off. Thank you.